Apple defies supply chain problems. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. Apple shares are up 3.5% this morning in pre-market trading. That is after the iPhone maker posted record quarterly sales and profits. That is despite the whole computer chip shortage, which has hobbled a lot of other big companies, including automakers. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning.
So a few months ago, you know, we were questioning whether Apple could even deliver all the iPhone 13s people wanted. I guess we have the answer.
Well, we sure do. It did take longer for people to get their iPhone orders, but still, revenues hit a quarterly record for the company, $124 billion. A vast majority of that was from iPhone sales. Profits totaled nearly $35 billion, also a record. And this is just in the last 3 months of the year, Sabri. Apple also saw a huge increase in revenue from services like cloud storage, totaling nearly $20 billion. And to put that in perspective, Apple's quarterly income from services alone almost equaled the entire year's revenue at United Airlines.
Wow. What about the chip shortage? I mean, how does that not have major effect?
Well, it hit them in iPads. Sales were down 14%. And in older product models, according to executives, those are low priorities for the company. Overall, they think they lost about $6 billion in sales. Didn't really hurt in terms of the record. The company has a lot of muscle to get at what it needs from suppliers, and that seems to be making a difference.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 1.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also all down in the 1-4% range, with the Dow future down 158 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.836%. On average, over the past week, 151,000 people were hospitalized with COVID each day. That is more than last January, but it appears to be reaching a peak. Total cases in the U.S. did peak about a week ago. And now we have an update on how people are thinking about this surge. A new poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that Americans are less worried about the personal danger of getting sick than in previous waves of the pandemic. But people are still plenty concerned about missing work because of COVID and how the pandemic is affecting the economy overall. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The pandemic is still causing considerable anxiety about the economy and jobs, says Liz Hamill at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Workers who are Hispanic and Black are more worried than workers who are white, and
people with lower incomes who tend to be in jobs that don't have paid time off if they get sick, they were much more worried about missing work if they were infected with COVID than people with higher incomes.
And the number of hourly workers out sick has spiked in January, says Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter, especially in education and healthcare.
Folks that aren't working in hospital necessarily, but they're at skilled nursing facilities and home health and hospice, critical care workers are getting sick in much higher numbers.
Sentiment about the pandemic continues to skew political in the latest Kaiser Family Foundation poll. A majority of Democrats say COVID-19 is the country's biggest problem. For the largest share of Republicans, it's rising prices. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, global food prices are now at their highest level in a decade. The BBC's Asia business correspondent Marika Oi reports from Singapore.
In Southeast Asia, it doesn't get much more staple than chicken rice, and it's usually one of the most affordable dishes available. Yeah. Stall owner Daniel Tan stands near the counter. He's always charged just over $2 for a small plate, but since the pandemic began, everything started to cost a lot more. He says just the price of chicken alone has risen by 50% from the start of 2020, while vegetables have more than doubled. So he had no choice but to raise the price of his dish.
A shock of 250%, $1,000 electrical bill for a chicken rice store, really not sustainable. If I go on any further, either my staff are not paid or I have to close down some stores.
Of course, Singapore imports most of its food supplies and so feels global price trends more. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, food prices rose 28% worldwide in 2021.
The last time food prices were this high was in 2011, when policymakers were actually warning of a global food crisis.
That's Dr. Abdullah Beard of the Asian Development Bank. But compared to the inflation we see in the US or Europe, food price increases in Asia have been somewhat muted, with businesses and sometimes the government absorbing higher costs. A good rice harvest last year also helped push prices down.
Maize was up 44% last year. Wheat was up by 31%. But rice was actually down 4% in 2021. And rice being the main staple in many Asian economies, that's contributing to food price inflation being lower in Asia.
Oh, okay. So you give them the exact number.
Yeah, correct.
Oh.
Even then, for distributor Nicole the price elevation she's experienced has been among the most dramatic in 20 years. She also runs a food bank program where she's seeing a whole new segment of society asking for help with daily necessities.
Young families, maybe working on a part-time job or gig economy, when with COVID hit, when all the part-time work kind of dried up, these were the families that kind of got impacted as well.
What's certain is that the number of families seeking help across Asia has risen sharply. Globally, food prices are expected to remain high. And many on the ground are wondering, will this be temporary or will the situation linger as the pandemic has? In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Mariko Oi for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Justin Dooler. Our intern is Jarrett Dang. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.